You're a good pupper.
All right.
I love you.
Yes.
I love you, puppy. Hello.
Featuring dog. All right.
Dog. All right.
Hello. Dog. All right.
Roof.
All right.
Roo.
All right.
I can't wait to play that fucking Heroes remake, remaster.
Whatever it is. If it comes to fruition.
I hope they do not change the voices, because I need to hear all of that shit.
They probably would. Probably do what they did for Delta. Just
keep the voices.
Yeah, just keep the fucking voice lines and put them in their raw quality.
All right.
Level up.
Yours. Can't wait. Can't fucking wait. That's going to be fun. Be nice to sing that theme song again.
Yeah, man. I don't. My last time I sung it was in 2004 as well.
Yeah.
Because I am normal, and that is what normal people do.
Man, fuck them.
Masking? What's that?
Man.
What does that mean?
I have a proposal, but it's very dark.
What's up, man?
Anybody who's never had the mask, send them to an island and nuke it.
I'm not gonna lie, I had no clue where that was gonna end up. Like, dead ass. I was like, send him to an island. Okay, cool. And nuke it.
Alright.
Welp.
That solves the problem.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's not a lot of problems, really.
Yeah, in all honesty.
But, you know, that's not the humane thing to do.
No.
We have to, like, work through our differences, like, regular
people,
whatever the fuck that is. Anyways, hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to the Black Plate Podcast, man. Yeah, I hope y'all having a good day.
Hey, bitch, have a great day.
Have a great day.
We're back with a regular episode, man. We were on the Patreon week before last. Go on ahead. Head over there.
Sub there.
https://// www.patreon.com/blackplatepodcast.
Send us your Grapico money. That's one of the few things that has not inflated in price since 2020.
Right. Send me your Grapico money. It only costs
the goddamn 20 money.
20 quarters to become part of Legion, part of the Black Plague Podcast Legion. It's fanfics, it's versus episodes, all the stupidity we can't give you here for reasons.
Yeah. Not really. Come through. Listen to us. Everybody listen to us. Riff is hedgehogs that may or may not be homosexual.
No, we don't do that anymore. We went to conversion camp. Yo.
Yeah. It's a Christian household.
Right.
Now.
This is a Christian Minecraft server. As I was saying that, like, one of our patrons, shout out fucking Deja Doodles.
Hey, Deja.
Took the fucking leap of faith for us and read further into reversal. And according to her, shit gets even wilder than where we stopped.
They were wild. They was wilder than that way.
Like, I real shit. I just, if, please, if you ever get comfortable enough, I want to brave that shit. I don't want to do it. I want to brave that
brave
shit.
Brave through it.
Because if she's saying that shit's horny as fuck, man, I am terrified.
I fought with our patrons. So We might do a little something. Stay tuned. Keep your ears peeled.
Like, after we finish Shadow First Class, we might take a sabbatical just to, like, give ourselves a buffer. And then go in.
And then go right back to the gay shit.
Because, like, I'll tell you what, man, I'll be the median. if I'm like, hey, yo, I don't know if we can do this, that's when you know. When you know shit's real. Because, like, if I'm turning down, like, stupid, horny shit.
There it is.
Horny stupidity. If I'm not a fan, bro, like, hey. The word slick has been in my mind since the day we stopped that shit.
Oh, glob.
So I'm just like, man, gotta, y'all gonna find out. $5, Buster.
$5, Buster.
20 quarters. Fuck, nigga.
Yeah, run us that Grapico money. Thank y'all for fucking with us, though. Appreciate like, for real.
I am Black Prime, Smoke Joe Star, aka Smoke Man Joe, aka Did You Know That?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I suspected it, yeah. But like...
Confirmed, actually, damn. As of yesterday.
That boy good.
100%.
That boy nice, you know what I'm saying? 100%
confirmed.
So that's why he was always sagging when he walked around the house.
Confirmed, yeah. And the crazy part is... twice.
It's so random.
That explains everything.
You know, I knew he was sagging for a reason.
I knew that nigger was gay.
Now, spell that backwards what and find spell? Out what that is.
Every time the wind biggest. Blew, his cheeks were whistling.
His asshole so loose, it sounds like you're blowing in a fucking empty bottle. Nigga.
Dog, you good, bro?
Yeah, that nigga got a cough, man. He all right.
All right, he all right. I was worried, man. No, I won't go do nothing. I'm like the average American.
Right.
I be worried, but I don't do nothing about it.
Thoughts and prayers. That's you know all he needs.
Damn, man. Another classroom got hit by a random lone gunman, man. When is this shit going to end?
Oh, man.
I was just going to trail off. Like, I wasn't going to say nothing. Y'all might not have heard nothing for the rest of the hour.
Just complete subversion.
Absolutely.
Just leave the mute the mics.
Don't
leave the recording
let them
going.
Know your next move.
Boy. John, it's on you, man.
What's up, everybody? Joe Nathan here.
Hello.
Still alive.
Kicking. Yeah!
Had a birthday last week.
Happy birthday, nigga!
34.
Yeah! Welcome to your mid-30s, man.
Yeah, man.
I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, okay. See you next year.
See you next year.
See you next year. See you next time.
I can't wait to see your knees scream out in pain as well.
Oh, no. I fortunately avoided the knee issues. It's the lower back.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, man. Just stretch, man. Do some light calisthenics, man.
Some yoga in the morning. Really
I am so serious.
Man, I ain't gonna stretch, nigga. Stretch in front of home.
Yeah, all right, nigga. You get a lower back that's made out of cinder blocks. Yeah, I know, brother.
I'm kidding, man.
For the horse.
I do them not as consistently as I should. I ain't even gonna sit here and tell that lie. But I do. There are stretches that I do in the mornings after I finish the schoolwork because my stupid ass wants to help people. So
there you go.
Somebody got
to
do it.
Somebody got to, man. Gotta get the ball rolling at some point. But that's on you, brother. That's your all right. Intro, man.
Yeah, what's up, guys? I am the third guy in the podcast. Literally, like I was added on after the family was over here recording. Great times. But I'm DJ Cobra at Super Cobra, SuperCobrah on whatever socials you can find me on. And you know what I'm saying? It's a nice day to be alive.
Go support both of my niggas before I get pissed off.
Yeah, fuck with us, man, before gunman show up.
Gunman
show up, man.
Gunman is wicked.
You don't want no parts of that. You don't know who he gonna pop.
Break line.
It could be you. It could be family.
I don't know. I didn't know nothing.
It could be you and or your family. You don't know.
Some Crisco in the windshield washer tank.
Crisco. Crisco fried chicken, man. I feel my heart locking up like a bad engine just thinking about it.
Heart out here. Get rigor mortis up the arteries.
Like, God damn, man.
God!
God damn!
Oh man, that's
man, I can't feel my left arm.
Big Mom, what happened to your arm? Cobra, what happened to your foot?
I don't know, man. Like I felt it, then I don't feel it. I gotta go to the doctor. Don't God, I? God damn.
The super gout.
The omega gout, brother.
So bad we had to take that motherfucker.
All I
on.
Asked for is a motorized wheelchair. That's all I asked for, man.
Motorized shit with the chair. goes up the stairs.
Yeah, brother. Man. So a lot.
Diabetic, or you're insanely rich if you got one of those.
Wealth.
Or both.
Wealth.
Yep.
I'm going to be wealth, man. I'm going to have a bed on that motherfucker. I'm going to have a king size bed.
Just zooming around.
Just planking on.
Yo, this nigga just laying down while grocery shopping. Man.
Everywhere.
Shit crazy.
Move, peasant.
You going to show up to a set? Oh, yeah. Hey, the homie smoke in the house. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make room. You know, like, can't nobody enter that bed, though. Like, you know.
I'm not getting up.
He told me that.
I'm not getting up.
Don't try to sit on it unless, you know, giving up that mouth.
I'm not getting up. And I won't accept the mouth.
I mean, you have to be willing to give it up.
You can only get on here if you give it up, though. And I'm not accepting, though.
So, yeah, you're not getting on there.
So, guess what that means?
Nigga.
Got a big ass blanket say, don't throw the loud.
No throat.
Throat not accepted. No MasterCard, no Visa, no throat.
Don't reject it. Some girl, I ain't never had that happen. I'm like, I bet.
First time for everything.
Yeah.
Whore.
Welcome to running into niggas with standards.
Right. It's crazy, isn't it? Wild.
A lot has happened in the time that we record a regular episode. A fucking lot has happened.
Big Donald almost got murderalized.
That boy tried to pop that nigga. Let them tell it.
Right.
Let them tell it.
It's so funny because did you spill water?
It was about to topple over, but I caught it in time.
Good mitigation, nigger.
More shit.
Yeah, he is.
That shit everywhere.
So bro was at a rally, right?
Right.
And there was gunfire from the crowd somewhere deep. Somebody snuck a gun up in there.
Literally. They literally snuck a gun in there. Let them tell it.
And clipped boy's ear, allegedly. Now, there are a couple of things that, like, arouse suspicion in, you know, people with a working frontal cortex. Most niggas would not turn that into a photo op.
Yeah, like you'd be.
It was the first one. Yeah, get the fuck out of there, bro.
You'd be pretty frenzied, you know.
Yeah, like if an attempt was made on your life, first of all, Secret Service was supposed to get you the fuck out of there
immediately.
Supposed to get you the fuck gone. That's number one. Number two, if the nigga is firing 7.62s, I don't know how many gun aficionados listen to us, but for those of you that don't know, that is like the second heaviest bullet caliber underneath 50 cal.
Nigga's supposed to get turned into blood air.
That shit takes chunks off of your body. It's basically the biggest thing you can get hit by. It's not a fucking cannon. So, like, even if your ear got clipped off, ain't supposed to be no fucking ear no more, nigga.
Right, no ear, like, and a big ass gash
going across your face.
And he shouldn't have hearing on that side.
Yeah, you'd be fucking Dunsky. And that's number two. Number three, the nigga showed up to the UFC fight that night.
Oh, yeah.
That same night where somebody got close enough to you at a goddamn presidential candidate rally, and you go to a place with even less security hours after that shit happens. Well, number three.
Well, they done already tried to pop me. I guess they won't do it again.
Right, they're done.
Oh, yeah.
They're done. We got them.
They only have one shot. That's what JFK taught us.
There's only one bullet.
Yeah.
It's a magic bullet.
Hit my ear. It's not even a vital organ. You can't shoot.
And then later on, they try to clean that story up. Like, oh, it was actually a glass shard. I'm like, see, that's...
okay.
What the fuck ever?
Like,
there's two dead people that, like...
That say otherwise.
That's what's so fucking funny about it. It's like, afterwards, because the focus was so solely on Trump, everybody was like, my God. God was in the way. God steered that bullet away from Trump.
And into two other humans.
Exactly.
And, like, so we just decided to smoke somebody else.
Nah, man. Dorito man gotta live. You two bitches keep getting the fuck up. Come on home.
Man.
Come on home.
Come on home.
Imagine the last thing you do in this mortal coil is being present at a fucking Trump rally.
Shut up.
That nigga loses?
Shout out to Ashley Babbitt.
Bruh.
With a similar fate.
Brother, if that nigga loses, man.
Come on, you out here. Like, you was just part of a farce that didn't work.
Didn't work. You got sacrificed for nothing.
And, speaking of the election.
Like, hold on. Before we get to that shit.
Okay.
So, there was a whole thing going around about, like, the shooter potentially being, like, you know, everything that, like, conservatives hate, like a liberal or, like, a potential trans shooter.
Right.
And, like, when it came out that it was a white conservative young man with no neurodivergence.
They shut the fuck up.
We went crazy.
They shut the fuck up immediately.
Yeah, like, them niggas closed that shit the fuck down.
They were so desperate. Like, he made like a $15 or like $50 or something like that.
It wasn't donation. Like 15.
Yeah, $15 to donation to one Democrat organization just one time.
And like they said, it was most likely when they were at his school and they were campaigning or doing a fundraiser or some shit.
Yeah, but they tried to run with it. They tried to run with it, like, oh, he was one of the never Trumpers.
Okay,
you know.
Okay.
And in the alleged story that was around the shooter was like he fell into like a Epstein rabbit hole apparently.
What the fuck?
That's the alleged story around that nigga. I don't really believe nothing around that incident.
Of course not.
But like I'm like, oh okay. So now he found out Trump was out there allegedly diddling and now all of a sudden he got like murderous rage in his eyes to where he was able to set up a sniper rifle. Nearby.
And that's the other suspicious thing is how the fuck did he get that close?
Get in.
Like, how the fuck did he get that close?
Notice? Trump rallies are apparently just open.
They just saw that nigga with a gun. Oh, that's normal. White man with a gun. Let him in.
It's a Trump rally.
Yeah, they had him on the roof, right? So, like, there were people pointing him out to police officers on the street. Mm-hmm. And, like, they were yelling at the cops to get in touch with Secret Service or whatever.
Nah, man.
And they just wouldn't.
Nah, man. NRA.
Yeah.
NRA, we can't do nothing.
He has a right.
Right, he has a right to
get on that roof with that rifle.
Yeah.
At this Trump rally.
He's white. What can he possibly do?
What can possibly go wrong?
It went wrong.
Everything.
Like,
fuck, nigga. It was so bad. Secret Service head, she stepped down. Oh, yeah, that's something we should probably talk about too. Is the term DEI
being interchangeable
with just nigger or bitch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they've done that.
That's what they do, man.
That's what they've done with woke.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, they co-opt words, and then everything that we don't like is this word.
Exactly.
Just like a couple of years ago when everybody that wasn't fucking 60 was a millennial.
Everybody and their grandma was millennial. Right, I'm like, come on, bro.
Gen X all the way to fucking Alpha was millennials. Like, that shit is fucking nutty. I'm like, fam, the oldest millennial at this point is fucking 46. What are we doing? My bad, 42. The oldest millennial at this point is 42. The youngest is 30.
Nice.
Nigga, what?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Niggas in that gauge group have been coping hard too.
Yeah.
It's been fucking hilarious.
Can't wait for you niggas to be gone, man. I swear to God. Can't. But you were saying about Camelback Harris. Camelot.
Silk press. You know.
Silk press Harris.
Silk press, like, hey, she keep that shit smooth.
Yeah, what the fuck else is she gonna do? Run the country?
I mean, yeah. So Biden ended up tagging up. He was like, you know what?
Crossover.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm out. Don't even worry about it. I'm gonna go sit down.
You ain't got to vote for me.
Y'all want to vote for me? That's okay. Cause now y'all gotta vote for a black woman. Let her tell it.
And that they will. I don't know if they will enough to beat Dolan, but they will.
It's gonna be a tight race.
They will for sure. It's definitely gonna
be a tight race.
It's definitely gonna be neck and neck all the way to the very end.
That's gonna be tough way if they lose. Like, how bad is your candidate to lose to a black woman in America?
To lose to a nigger, Alex.
I mean, it's got so bad with that Project 25 shit that, like, he actually had to disavow that shit publicly. Oh, yeah. Like, that shit's really fucking him up. He had to appoint a vice president nominee. JD not advanced. Mm.
I had no clue who this nigga was.
JD was funny. JD is a funny pick because just years ago. And I don't know how much you guys actually do know about him, but like years ago, he was calling Trump Hitler. He was literally one of those guys on the right who was a never Trumper.
Bro, US politics is a fucking meme.
Look what money make a bitch do. Like every time.
US politics is a meme, man.
US is a fucking living meme.
Like, Hulk Hogan out there ripping a shirt.
That thing was on there doing a fucking promo.
Yeah.
The fact that Hulk Hogan and Amber Rose spoke at the same fucking convention.
US politics is a fucking meme, bro. Like it is the Smash Brothers of government.
I want to make a quick sidebar.
What's up, man?
Amber Rose is one of the greatest grifters of all time.
Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. Slut walk Amber Rose out here on the
slut walk.
Conservative character.
She made it to the biggest stage that she could have made it to as a conservative grifter before fucking Candace Owens. She made it up there before Candace Owens. Candace Owens, she can't even speak on it.
Yeah, you can't.
Like, they don't care. It's
what
like,
you gonna say?
You're all niggers to me.
Yeah, pretty much.
God damn it.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. We're gonna make America great again.
All the Trump maniacs get together.
We're unstoppable.
Yeezy taught me.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like that lyric that I think it was Kanye that said, Amber told my boy, no matter what I do, I'm never going back to Philly.
Amber.
And that verse holds true. Like, also, it came out that she beat up the Puerto Rican princess Jocelyn. I'm thinking, yeah.
How the fuck?
Apparently, they got into a fight. It's unreal.
And Amber what?
Yeah, she snuck her.
Oh yeah.
Caught her with the sneak, and then just started hitting her with the JoJo's combination.
That's tough. That's unfortunate, man.
Be like that, but hey. All niggas care about in this country is getting paid.
Yeah. Like,
to their detriment.
Like, bro, when the checks stop coming, the conservative group. Because the group at large is so much less intelligent than they would have you believe.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, how many people have done this?
They're fucking redacted.
And people that y'all were vehemently against, and then the checks stop coming from the niggas. And then they come to y'all side and y'all just accept them with open arms.
Yeah.
Like old girl a couple of years ago that was like, oh yeah, black conservatives hate me. I need to move out. Donate me some money. Y'all changed the course of that girl's life.
Yeah.
And she was never on your fucking side.
Absolutely. Pocketed that shit.
Gave that nigga like 96K to move out because her parents were quote unquote bullying her for her views. Nobody background checked it.
No.
Just believe, oh, she's conservative. Yeah, money. Here. I'm going to do some stupid shit like that. I'm going to start a GoFundMe to send me back to Africa. But I'm gonna just post that shit in all the conservative groups on social media.
You
got to
put up like the most neutral face possible.
Yeah, I might get a fade.
Do you want me?
I'm gonna get that fucking CJ.
Do you want this?
I'm gonna get that CJ Pearson fade, that work safe nigger fade.
Oh man,
that's what I'm gonna get.
Oh, you're gonna look like the Pog dude.
Oh man,
Pogs.
I gotta accentuate my guns.
I hope he's okay, man.
I probably. I don't know.
It's like, when I realized, I'm like, okay, it's a level of neurodivergence involved with that.
Yeah.
I'm
like, you can tell.
I'm like, I hope you're all right, man.
Look, man, it's always in the hair or the teeth.
Sure, or it's both.
Or both sometimes.
I hope you're all right, man.
Yeah, man, he good, bro. Like,
I hope you got the Paul you was looking for, young brother.
I want to put a pin in that because I do want to talk about the social media influencers. Like, this nigga Kamala Harris had Meg Thee Stallion and her shit.
I mean,
we was talking about Hulk Hogan at the Trump shit. Gotta talk about Megan L. Stallion. Megan the horse.
Yeah.
At the fucking Kamala
Harris. That was the friendliest twerk I've ever seen.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was
corporate
twerk. Is that like work safe twerking?
That was
corporate twerk. It's corporate twerk.
Is that a thing now? That like, can we have like, women.
Like, she basically was wearing khakis and a polo shirt.
Right.
Business casual
twerking.
Yeah, that episode title. There it is.
Like, I'm.
There it is.
Cause I'm like,
great work, John.
You're welcome.
People were complaining about like, oh man, that's all they see with black people's rap. But I'm like, ain't nobody really reading. You know what I'm saying? Like, reading ain't really cool in the community at large.
Which is unfortunate.
At large.
Yeah, at large.
You know.
You can find you some isolated incidents in anything.
You know.
Oh yeah, but
I mean, at large, you know what I'm saying? I'm surprised they didn't have a basketball player there too.
I mean, they had what's his name from Migos?
Quavo, yeah. Two rappers.
Yeah.
You ain't want to get LeBron?
I mean, he Captain America right now.
Kendrick Lamar.
Oh man,
as Kendrick Lamar would
he
say,
only pops up when it's
they not like us. Come on, let's start crip walking.
Hell, Serena probably teach you to her.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
He a fan. removing the pin of social media influencers. White mediocrity continues to persist because the fucking Hawk Tua girl.
Oh, you already know.
Bro, this motherfucker quit her job.
She's on a press
to
run.
LA, and yeah, and is having a fucking media run right now.
Spit on that thing.
Off of a one fucking semi-funny joke. I'm not gonna lie, I laughed.
Yeah, I got my 12 giggles.
Because I thought that was it.
I'm like, okay,
like,
yeah.
Like, nigga, do you realize, like, okay, I think at some point we need to have a conversation about, like, the implications of shit that get us famous,
mm-hmm.
because nobody wants to be known as the dick spit girl into their fucking 30s. Like, that's not the rebrand is where the failure comes
in.
Because right now she finna ride the wave, whatever. That's cool. You trying to rebrand?
I see the future.
Over with
what's gonna happen with that?
Over with.
She gonna
black.
Yeah.
Black.com.
That was a little further than I thought.
The world's best interracial porn. Their tag, not mine. The world's best interracial porn.
Because I'm like, it feels like she going to have a link in her bio
in
the future.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm like, Hawk Tua girl decides to Hawk Tua.
Fucking
on OnlyFans, and it'll be
She going to make crazy money off of that first month or whatever.
More BBC than Doctor Who, nigga.
Like, when it's time to cash out for the Hawk Tua shit, she going to go on that, probably make millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Might make a song.
You know what I'm saying?
Hot
Tour. Spit on that thing.
It's going to be featuring some rapper that was popular in like 2008.
Slow Rider.
The Nick. Oh my God. What's his name? That nigga that showed up in all like. He was in Rebecca. The black dude that was in Rebecca.
Oh
black
my
nigga.
God.
That nigga. What is his name?
Nah. I forgot his name. It's like a real name. It's like Patrice Wilson.
Yeah, Patrice Wilson, go pull up.
Nah, he's scamming somewhere else. Like,
NFTs?
When I found out he was Nigerian, I was like, it made all the sense in the world. He's scamming white families to try to trick them into stardom. He probably had a beat that sounded just good enough and poppy enough to trick them. And I would like to interview him one day.
Hell yeah.
I would like to have a conversation with him. Patrice Wilson, I know you're listening to this podcast. We would like to talk to you one day.
I want to get the method, brother.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to look,
get
man.
Stress.
I want to hear
help us with
what he did.
Yeah, how you convince these niggas? He looks safe.
Like he looked safe, but wasn't safe.
Nope.
Like that nigga ruined Rebecca Black's chance.
I knew when that nigga showed up in that fucking I Like Chinese Food video. I'm like, yeah, with that shit eating grin. I was like, yeah, nigga, it's cooked. Like, it's chalk, like, nigga.
Jugman.
It's chalk. Jugman Supreme. Finesse God.
Finesse God. G-A-W-D.
Do you want me to make you famous?
Oh, God. Oh, Christ. Good times, man. Shout out to Rebecca Black, though. She didn't let that stop her, man. She,
right.
Yep.
She got a fucking... She worked with Taco Bell. I remember that much.
Yeah, they went on I think that is like a model, or she still make music.
I'm sure she's probably just an influencer now.
Yeah.
But the Hot Tour girl, back to her. She,
good luck.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, the OnlyFans is coming, you know.
It's gonna happen.
You know, it's gonna be one of those things, but it is.
I'm not gonna lie, though. You better be good. You better Kirby that shit. You can't get famous off a Hot Tour
and not and be mid at it.
Right.
Oh my God. Imagine the first Hot Tour and nothing comes out.
Like, you can't be like a
yeah, or like you fucking dribble and miss and shit run down your
cut, 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 cut.
What the fuck? What the fuck are you doing?
You know, it feels like you don't have motivation to do
this. Get out! Get the fuck out!
Up to my ass.
Stupid fucking bitch!
But yeah, I'm like, hey, get in, get out, man. I hope you get whatever coins you can get, because that shit is going to stay with her.
Forever.
Like,
forever.
Like, people... You know what? Fuck it. People enter to that line of work thinking that it's going to be sweet, but that line of work is difficult.
It's very competitive.
Very competitive.
To say the least, it's very competitive. I'm like,
your shelf life is a lot shorter than what people, you know, tell you that it is.
It can be a very shady business.
I'm telling you right now,
a lot of individuals.
Like, I said it a while ago, but I feel it bears repeating. I would hate to put myself on the internet and find out that my entire body is my worst asset.
Man.
Like, I'm going to just be real with you.
Because,
like,
that's the...
I would that's the hate line. To, like, put my entire physical being out and find that I can't make $100.
Yeah. Be like, I'm selling ass for $100.
I'm selling home for $100.
Yeah, and then it's like, no, nobody says nothing, but you see a bunch of insights. Nigga seen it.
Bro, getting your fucking pussy left on red.
Yo, I got a mutual. That's like, I got a mutual. It's alleged that she said that her titties got left on red. Yeah.
Bro, you gotta text me who that is.
Oh, I got you.
I wanna make fun of somebody. Do I know her?
No, I don't. Well, shit, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, I wanna make fun of somebody.
Oh my
God. That nigga saw your titties and didn't react.
And also, she got some nice titties too.
Ew.
Like, but like, there's like a group of people that apparently hate her that like clown her about Jesus. It.
About her titties?
About, or no, about getting left on red.
Okay. Damn.
I'm like, I want to kind of know the backstory of, like, because, like, what did you do to make them niggas that mad?
L.
Loss.
You lose. Continue?
Continue? No. Game over.
I'm out of quarters.
Game over.
Help me.
Game.
You ain't got no quarters?
Over.
John, you got a wristband?
Our age.
God
damn it.
Oh, man. But good luck, Hot Tour girl. I don't know your name. I don't expect much, but you know.
I never know her name.
I have no idea.
I have no reason to learn it.
Yeah, I really don't. She's just Hot Tour girl.
Until she shows up on a site that I frequent.
Oh, yeah. TMZ.
The inevitable DUI.
Lord. Man.
new headline is gonna be nasty.
It's gonna be crazy. Hot to a girl. Like it's gonna literally lead with that. Hot to a girl, real name, and then
couldn't spit her way out of this fucking ticket.
Couldn't suck your way out of a DUI.
This is justice.
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 For all the dry dicks out there because of you.
That was crazy to put that on that one. It's your fault. It's my your dick fault. Didn't get sucked.
My dick is unsucked and that's on you. Off to a...
What? Just confused.
What?
It's just misplaced male anger. Like,
yeah, that's for no reason. Because you know it's coming. You know it's coming.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I already saw a bunch of conservatives being like, she's another sign of the falling of Western civilization.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Y'all the ones that propelled her. Y'all repressed sexuality having ass.
Oh, boy. The other side of the influencer coin, everybody is apparently a fucking pedo.
And I
hate to say it, and like I know that a person being trans is not like the cause for pedophilia.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we're not into trans bashing.
Right. We do not bash anybody except stupid people on this podcast.
Yeah, we don't fuck with.
But like the
idiots.
Amount, like the whole thing with Chris Tyson, Ava Tyson. Like coming, being ousted as a predator after the transition when it was going on years before the transition.
Yeah.
But niggas are only focusing on the fact that like it's trans now.
My no, and he was like, a sicko before.
Yeah, and I'm like, yo, that nigga got outed for shit like 6 years ago. That motherfucker transitioned last year.
Are you cutting your dick off is not gonna stop you from these allegations, you sicko.
Right. Like, bro, what the fuck are we doing, gang?
Alright. Go sew that shit back on, man.
And then this nigga.
Yeah,
God.
Yeah, you thought you could outrun that shit.
And then like
sick nigga.
You got motherfuckers that were friends with Dr. Disrespect. And defending Dr. Disrespect until that nigga said himself that he did it. Talking about, yeah, I told you, man, like, that community's after our kids. And I'm like, I ain't gonna ever meet this nigga. It was fucking Nick Merch, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, this motherfucker was like, I told y'all that the trans community was after your kids.
Did you?
Motherfucker, you were just defending a nigga.
Who was after your kids.
Who was after your goddamn kids.
Like,
what are you?
Literally.
These are not mutually exclusive things.
He had to cop to that shit. He admitted to us.
I'm like, brother, that nigga told us out of his own mouth. Yeah, it got inappropriate. Yeah, she was underage. Yeah, I knew.
Well, you see.
That nigga ain't trans. What's the fucking... What's up? What's happening, nigga?
The amount of A-Doc, I heard you like him young tweets has been...
Convert doc to PDF. Yeah. Yes, sir. You're welcome. You're welcome for that one.
Oh, man.
Follow me on Twitter at Smoke Joe.
I'll be as a fucking mom so I can send that Meet the Gram song. He sounds a sick man with sick thoughts. Like, should die.
Should perish.
Should die.
But like, that was one case, and then there's like, the creator of Mighty Magiswords.
Oh, yeah.
Had fucking terabytes of CP.
I heard that was
they shoot him.
No!
Yeah, no.
Bro, like, they raided that nigga's house and arrested him.
No, the rumor is 16 terabytes. No, because 16 terabytes is like trending.
I mean,
the whole thing, because I was like, how the fuck are you gonna find 16 terabytes?
Worth of shit. When they put these up, so allow me to rescind the amount because I didn't know that was a rumored amount. I thought like, yeah, we got this nigga with 16 terabytes. So I was just like, oh shit, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
No. But I mean, it was still like over like hundreds of gigs.
Of gigs.
They had like 600 like
gigs.
Pictures I've seen.
Gigs.
Wait. Also, I want to talk about that next, the way I pronounce it, because I feel like this is your fault that people bring this shit up to me, but we'll get into that after this. But so like the nigga had gigs, and I want to quantify gigs. That to people, right? So a 4K movie is usually like double digit gigabytes worth of data. Right. You, depending on the movie, it could be anywhere from like 12 gigs. I've seen them as high as like 20 to download. That's a 4K movie. Mm-hmm. Most CP is not 4K quality.
Right.
Most CP is also not video. It is pictures.
Yep.
Getting caught with gigabytes of that, bruh.
Yep.
Gigabytes of that shit is in any amount is insane. But gigabytes, you need to get killed.
Like
after a gig, murder that nigga.
It had to have been like a lifetime's worth.
Yeah, you've been doing this shit for years. You've been doing this shit for years, or you're in good with a distributor. Because there is no way that you should just be hanging on to gigs of CP, brother. Like, what the fuck are we doing? Yeah, like I said, after it gets to like a gig, murder that nigga. That nigga gonna get killed in prison anyway, but like...
Turn that up.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Turn that up. Kill that nigga.
I hate it because like, there was like a gay porn star that got caught with like... gigs because he was exchanging messages and sending that shit over unencrypted like fucking things like because but like there was a gay porn star that got caught with it and it's like okay well here's like a standard looking guy you know because the like stereotype is that all pedos look like
unless they have a certain look to them.
Yeah, they have a certain look to them. This motherfucker looks.
He really does.
Looks.
What is what the fuck? Kyle Carroza? Like, I think is his name. Look him up.
He must look like Buddy from the Powerpuff Girls.
Oh.
That's like scarily accurate.
Mm. Like anytime I think of like a creep or somebody that might be on some like diddle type shit, I think of that collector guy off the Powerpuff Girls. He's really the stereotype. Or Fat Jared from Subway.
Bro.
Mm. Cause I'm like Jared before he lost that weight. That's exactly who I would have guessed to be a fucking PDF file. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Oh man, yeah, I'm about to get you right.
Ruh-oh.
Yeah, I told you, nigga. That shit is scary accurate. That's like the most accurate description. Like nigga, the badass side.
Yo, they need to shoot this nigga, man. Damn. Like what?
Murder that man, please.
Like just. Or not even like waste a bullet, like just like hang that nigga out and like die.
Yeah, that man. Oh. My God. But yeah, like so when I say gigs and you repeated it, it reminded me. First of all, this is the nigga that brought to my attention that I say the word woman weird. And both of y'all can eat a dick.
Nice.
But like it, I hate it. I hate it that like it was given validity because somebody else said it.
Really?
Somebody else asked me. It was like, yo, why? And I was like, you say it funny. I was like, what the fuck do you mean? How do you say it? And like, it sounds when I heard him say it, it sounds like he was trying to speed run the fucking word. And I'm like, nigga, it's a difference. It's man, woman. This is a woman. Like, bro, what the fuck?
Woman.
What the fuck did you just say to me? And now anytime I hear myself say it, I'm just like, yeah, just I got this nigga in the back of my head laughing at me and shit. Right. Doing a fucking Sagat laugh.
Oh. Like I gotta get swoller that way. I'm gonna learn the 90s Eddie Murphy laugh.
Oh my God.
Like it's a real cackle.
Yeah.
Nobody can do the 80s Eddie Murphy. Like that got retired. You take that laugh, it's nasty.
Like that is a jovial ass laugh, bro. That nigga's having fun. That's an unk laugh, that's what that shit is.
I saw in a interview that nigga was like, yeah, I taught myself to not laugh like that because people were doing Eddie Murphy impressions, and as soon as they hit that laugh, niggas would fucking lose it.
Ready to fight.
I'll show.
Life.
Life altering moments, man. Life.
Life.
Okay. Speaking of, So, one of the times that me and Shay, we hung out, he came by the house. We allegedly get baked and we watch a Rare movie. And the last Rare movie was Joanna Man.
Bro. Real shit, I would like to actually do real life reviews of like them old ass movies.
Okay.
Like the same conditions, just a microphone. Because like the commentary and the shit that we notice as adults,
it's unmatched.
It's elite, brother. Like, and I did not mean like.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good, brother. But, like, you're part of it.
The fucking, oh my god, the progression of like early 2000s movies, it's jarring to see, because there's a beginning, middle, and end.
Yep.
And the way shit gets resolved in some of those fucking movies, I don't know how much you remember about it, but I'm gonna give you the fucking synopsis. So
Dennis Rodman.
Joanna Man, the Dennis Rodman story.
Dead ass.
So like, a nigga gets kicked out of the NBA for basically being a dickhead, all this other shit, indecent exposure, shit like that.
I remember the plot.
He whipped his dick out in public, I'm like, David Stern would have had that nigga killed.
And so he goes to the WNBA to try to play again. He gets in, leads his team to the championship game, falls down, and his wig comes off, and everybody immediately recognizes him as, what the fuck is
Jamal that? Jamal Jeffries. Yeah.
And like the first thing that clicked with me, I was like, bro, y'all know that's how black women's hair looks underneath a wig, right? Like, why the fuck would we not just be like, oh shit, she's wearing a wig, wasn't the first option. Like, oh shit, that's Jamal Jeffries.
Like, they saw that nigga little mini fucking dreads or whatever he had. I'm like, I guess.
And from that point on, they just let this nigga leave. Like, nobody's like, hey.
Nobody arrested him.
And like, nobody arrested that nigga. Like, you didn't get barred because you're already barred.
Right.
But like, he gets another fucking meeting with the NBA commission, and the WNBA player, the teams are just like, yeah, he didn't embarrass us, we sticking up for him.
Which is crazy, because I'm like, y'all ain't vet that nigga. And he found a way to slip out of the fucking physical.
And they're like, the commission is like, oh, okay, cool.
Let him back in.
You're back in the NBA.
You're part of Bobcats now.
And I'm like, my nigga.
Yeah.
Bro, the precedent that's... What can you get in trouble for now?
Nothing.
Like, bro, this nigga cross-dressed his way into a different league.
Yep,
yep.
And y'all just said, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah,
whether
vibes.
I'm doing crack on the free throw line. What are we talking about, nigga?
Gamble on the game, you'll be fine.
Yeah, you're good.
Whatever.
Yeah. Don't gamble on the game. Cross dress. You're straight.
You're fine.
Hey.
Don't worry about it.
Again, early 2000s movie. So like,
It was just whatever. You just buy into the premise.
And I'm like, you know, there's a lot of like trans and cross dressing implications.
Got stopped by a cop. That was like one of the gags.
Yeah, the cop also wanted to have like sexual reassignment surgery, so he let her go. Let him go.
Like a lot of the like trans conversations, they were very tasteful. Surprisingly,
yeah, like for a 2002 movie,
it was very tasteful.
Like fucking Tommy Davidson. Just is like, I don't care.
He is a bitty Master P hodgepodge. He is both of those niggas.
Funk. Bro, did you ever? I got him. Got him to get up.
Tommy Davidson and Genuine were best friends in that movie.
Elite combo, to be honest.
Genuine's a player himself.
Right. Both of them niggas is the same stupid, and I love that shit.
Quick that, funk.
I still need. Did you ever get the image of that nigga holding the condom with the caption "Thunder Rumbling"?
I think it's on my computer. Hold on. I might need to play this shit on my phone. So.
Bro,
I'ma have that ready.
Bro, we were laughing for like a cool 10 minutes.
He looked in the camera with a cup in hand.
Cheesing, and the caption said, Thunder Rock. It's the most, the aura from that franchise is insane. Like, and I feel like that's another thing that happened.
It felt like a JoJo's angle.
Like, every time we watch these fucking movies together, we find just an insane frame.
Yeah.
Yep.
Every movie. And that's just like the motif. Oh my god.
It's so rare.
Like that, man. Holy shit.
Great fucking watch.
Fantastic watch. We didn't run that shit back, honestly. Like, not even just like another movie that we ain't seen in a minute.
Bet.
Oh god, bro.
I'll probably just like have that just picked off to the side.
Yeah, yeah.
That way I don't accidentally run into it. might have to be Meteor Man, low key. I haven't watched that since I was a child, for real.
Bro. Meteor Man, what else? All About the Benjamin. We still haven't done a Baby Boy watch.
You know, we have, like, we haven't done, that might have to be the first time we do the commentary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We just do a live commentary. Just set up the mics and just fucking let the movie play.
Yeah.
And we just go.
That, bruh, alright, man. That's,
make that a fucking Patreon exclusive.
Right.
Fucking yeah. Watch along. Fucking Baby Boy Watch Along.
Baby Boy Watch Along. Oh my god. I mean, we might have to set a camera low key.
Yeah. Or do it here. I'm fine with either.
Like either or.
I don't care.
We will figure it out. You're hearing magic being formed in real time.
Lightning in the bottle for the one time, but that is gonna do it for us, man.
Yeah,
appreciate,
man,
y'all listening to the Yappery.
Thanks for fucking with us.
Coming to Yappelbee's and then following us to Starbucks for a Yappuccino. Thanks for the Grateful Money. We appreciate all of y'all's 20 quarters, month over month.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
Get over here, man. It's fun times. It's fun times being had over here, nigga. Peace!
Bye! Yeah, man.